Oh, good morning, everybody. It's an annual event. Usually we talk to Joe Brady down at the parade because it's usually on a weekday or whatever.
Right.
And he's right there on the steps of St. Patrick's with the governor or whatever. But today he's with us in the studio because the parade is on a Saturday tomorrow, right?
Right, Mike. Good morning, Mike and Casey. Great to be back with you.
Welcome.
Well, you're looking great.
I'm feeling great.
Marching in parades agrees with you. I don't know.
Well, now I only do two a year. I do Peekskill in New York City.
Stop. You're all over the place. I see videos of you doing birthday parties.
Oh, yeah. That's birthday parties. I'll do. But
how many years?
This will be my 30th year. It was actually the 30th year in Peekskill last week, and tomorrow will be the 30th year leading the 69th Regiment up Fifth Avenue.
This is a pretty spectacular. Did you bring a photographer with you to capture this moment?
Well, since Paul Falcone has been with my youngest daughter, Nikki, I can't seem to shake him. He's all over the place, but he's a fabulously talented young man with the camera. So
Paul Falcone Photography. Okay,
yes.
I'll mark that down and like his Facebook page.
Of course, he's here with my daughter, Nikki, and my other daughters would never miss this, you know, Lauren.
Please
and Caitlin are here as well.
Family.
Lauren, Caitlin, Nikki, and there's Paul. They're all here because when I go out, they're always afraid they're going to miss a good time. So just better off being with me.
Speaking of a good time, is there a cruise in your future?
As a matter of fact, yes. Next January, Andy Cooney asked me to play in his cruise out of Fort Lauderdale. It's going to the Caribbean with Ronan Tynan and Mick Thomas and a whole bunch of other folks. And again, Ann and I are not going by ourselves. All the kids want to go.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, next January.
And where are you cruising to?
Fort Lauderdale. It's going to the Caribbean islands, three or four of them.
They're going to hear you coming, that's for sure.
I hope so.
They're going to throw you overboard about the third day in. So tell us about your bagpiping. I know this is something that you got from your father, right?
Right. My father started me playing when I was 7 years old, though I didn't do much until my ninth birthday when I was able to get a new chant of the practice piece back after I had thrown the first one out the window in Parkchester. And I never stopped playing since. My father was a great instructor, but one of the best things I think he did for me was get me to join a group up in Worcester, Massachusetts, which was one of North America's finest bagpipe bands, led by one of the premier bagpipers in the world. And my intent was to go there for a year, but I wound up playing 17 years and actually got my pilot's license to fly back and forth so I wouldn't be stuck in the traffic in Hartford on a Friday afternoon. So the bagpipes have treated me pretty well. From that point forward, I've traveled quite a bit and been able to lecture him.
How can we have him on every year and I don't know any of the stuff he's telling us? I think you're making it. It's all malarkey. You have a pilot's license?
Well, I'm not active now, but I did. Right. I used to fly from White Plains to Worcester and go to band practice and fly back. It'd be driving. That was the only way I could survive up there, and I didn't want to leave.
We're talking with Peekskill bagpiper Joe Brady, the pride of Peekskill, and he is the first person in the line of March. Tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in Manhattan. Does that ever get old for you? I doubt.
No, it's pretty exciting. It really is an honor to accompany the colonel of the regiment. And tomorrow morning, precisely at 8 o'clock from 51st Street, I will march in front of 800 to 900 soldiers. The 69th is fully staffed up the aisle, center aisle of the St. Patrick's Cathedral. And that cathedral is standing room only, packed with people who really appreciate what we're there for, faith, family, and country, and they stand and cheer. They understand what the 69th Regiment stands for, and it's really a thrill. So it doesn't get old. Tomorrow it'll feel like the first time again. It's just thrilling. Although now I can kind of step back a little bit and enjoy it even more. The first couple of years it's a little intimidating, but now it's great. And
I have chills just thinking about
it. It's a wonderful experience.
And the whole family gets on the train early, or you drive down?
Well, this is a unique year because Ann and I will be out in Long Island tonight. I got to play in the island, so we'll be going in to the cathedral in the morning, and then we'll meet them down there.
Okay.
And then after the mass, they all hang out, and we have a bunch of nice Peekskill contingent. I hope the Pole Hill Shore Clan is going to be there in the grandstands as we march up Fifth Avenue.
Well, you know, they'll all be cheering. If they're not there, they'll be cheering at the TV. So, now, this is an unusual instrument in that you actually have to kind of like play around with it before you get ready to play, right?
Mike. First of all, it's a simple instrument, and that makes it also complicated because it's an ancient instrument with four different reeds, and each reed changes independently. So it's profoundly affected by the humidity and the temperature. So, so you're always tuning, moving the slides on the drones to bring it all in line, make sure it's in tune.
I have never heard all this information. How could we have gotten this far and not know all this?
What did we talk about?
Well, come on down to Peekskill some night, Mike, and we'll take you out and
Oh, come on. I've been doing events with you for 30 years.
That's right. You have. Absolutely. I remember the first year down at Peekskill when we had the Kerry Kelly dances and the 69th Regiment. And you were still one of the finest lines in our 30-year history when the girls showed up and the soldiers were late. I'm sure you remember that.
Yeah, I think they're battling backstage.
That's right.
All right, so get that thing going now. What are you going to play for us?
Well, I guess I'll play the...
Can I do requests?
Well, I'm thinking of playing the famous tune of the 69th Regiment, their regimental tune, which is called the Gary Owen, which is basically is what I will play probably 80% plus... on the way up Fifth Avenue tomorrow. We'll throw in the caissons there for the Army. And there's another tune called Rakes of Mallow. But I'll give you just a little bit of the Gary Owen, which is a very common common melody.
All right, we're in the mood.
Okay. Well, here we go then. I'm sure you can see how that gets the soldiers going up the avenue.
Oh, absolutely.
That gets the blood going, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah. I could listen to that all day. Really?
I'm glad you hear that.
And if you'd like to listen all day, we have a Joe Brady CD. In fact, we have two Joe Brady CDs to give away to call number 7. You want to do that right now?
Yes. Should we give 1 to 7 and 1 to 8?
Oh, I think that's even better. Two people will be very happy instead of just one.
And Joe can sign them.
Be happy to.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. 1-877-274-9483. Callers 7 and 8. You get a Joe Brady, one of the finest bagpipers in the country and the man who leads the parade in the biggest parade, New York City, tomorrow.
We're so lucky. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Casey. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and everybody.
Yeah, you're not the best. You're not the best. You're not a goat. You're not the greatest of all time. I think he is, actually.